Here is a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. President Joe Biden and Xi Jinping will head into their first big meeting today, trying to stabilize our U.S.-China relations that have deteriorated since Joe Biden became president. They will talk about issues like trade, Iran, human rights concerns. Joe Biden's main concern, though, will be pushing the climate agenda that they have been so much concentrated on. New report out from China identified 500 industrial fishing vessels where workers are facing hazardous conditions, sometimes they say akin to slavery. No doubt that will come up again today about human rights violations and how China runs things. The war continues in Israel. Israel has vowed to wipe out Hamas terrorists. The hospital in Gaza has become the focus of a stalemate. Israel said Hamas's headquarters is underneath the hospital, a series of tunnels as they hide and use human shields. Some of our intelligence has now backed that up. Since Israel declared war against Hamas, they've been trying to weed out these Hamas terrorists who use schools, hospitals, doctors' offices, and homes to hide and then try to kill Israeli soldiers. By the way, there was a huge pro-rally yesterday for Israel in support of the Jewish population. People voiced out against these anti-Semitic comments coming from within even their own parties. Democrats Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and others were there saying that the U.S. stands with Israel. Well, they better start calling out the members of their own parties then who aren't. They joined hands yesterday as they chanted, "We stand with Israel." Some estimates of under 250,000 people were there yesterday. And no reports of any violence, no instances. People held pictures up of the hostages that still remain in terrorist control. The House yesterday voted to prevent a government shutdown. Mike Johnson, the new House Speaker, was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats, temporarily fund the government now into the new year. 93 Republicans, though, voted against it. They didn't want to pass this just same old, keep it going as it always is bill. They're going to have to do something in January, though, as they want to cut spending and start working on our debt. We'll see. But up until January, things will still be spent at the same rate. The man accused of attacking former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer was in court yesterday and apologized, explaining to jurors that he went to Pelosi's home as part of a bigger plot to end what he viewed as government corruption. He spoke for about an hour, in which he tearfully recounted about how his political leanings went leftist to right wing. His testimony wrapped up with closing arguments expected today. He pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping and federal assault on an immediate family member of a federal official. Attorneys argue that he was not seeking to go after Nancy Pelosi. The attack happened in the early hours just before the midterm elections when he went to the home of Nancy Pelosi's husband. Some of those 40 construction workers that were trapped in a collapsed road tunnel, now for the fourth day, starting to get sick. There's been some falling debris, some technical glitches. It's delaying the work to free them. They've been trying to drill some wide pipes through excavated rubble to create a passage to get these workers out since Sunday, after parcels of the road collapsed. Government runs the National Highway Authority. They said this process of rescue was slower than expected. So far, they're all alive. Relatives and friends are there gathering outside. They've been putting in food and water for them, but some are starting now to get sick. There's a German think tank out there reporting that in order for us to prevent the weather from changing that surpasses their critical threshold of where they believe the temperatures in the world should always be, that Asian economies must ensure that they can now get half of their total electricity from renewables, and it has to happen in the next 6 years. They said that 30% of the renewable energy should come from wind and solar, compared to their current level of only 6%. Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, Pakistan, they all have to have more renewable energy, according to this think tank. And then, finally, when we get to 30%, we will be able to control the temperatures on the planet. That's what they believe. We'll be able to control the power of the hurricanes, how many tornadoes we get, whether or not Louisiana floods, the flow in the Mississippi River. We'll be able to do all that if by 2030, folks, 30% of energy comes from wind and solar. Excuse me. Global shares are mostly higher today, cheered by a rally on Wall Street. Hong Kong's index was up nearly 4%. Oil futures were up yesterday with the price of oil, but for the most part, it's come down quite a bit over the last 45 days. S&P 500 is up almost 2%. The Dow was up 1.4%, NASDAQ 2.4%. Oil's at $78.39 a barrel. Gas and Billings went down again yesterday. Biden administration running out of time to try to win reauthorization of a spy program. They said it's vital in preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. The tool is called Section 702. It's part of our Foreign Intelligence Survey Act. It will expire in December. Officials warn without the program, we won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. Civil liberties advocates insist changes are needed before it's reauthorized, as they use the state-of-the-art latest technology and surveillance and investigative tools to keep our country safe. The only thing, though, that currently in 2023 that we haven't been figured out yet is how to be able to track the owners of a bag of cocaine in the White House. With all of these sophisticated processes and cameras that we have, we just will never know, folks, where that cocaine come from. Inflation could be stalling, heading back maybe to its pre-pandemic levels, according to the report out yesterday. A lot of the reasons energy prices are down, that's helping with the inflation pressure. Japan's economy slipped into contraction in the third quarter. It decreased by 2.1%. Consumption and investments shrank in Japan. Passengers at the Dubai International Airport this year will eclipse the pre-pandemic passenger figures from 2019. That is one busy airport. Excuse me, 64.5 million passengers went through their concourses in the third quarter. Whoa. 64 million. That puts it on track to reach close to 100 million for the year. The airport's current busiest year was 2018, but this year it looks like they're going to break all the records. A lot of people over the past few years in the United States, they decided not to travel with the COVID, but the people in Abu Dhabi do. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Oh, a federal appeals court has ordered the Biden administration to carry on with the auction of oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. They didn't want to do it. Environmentalists didn't do it. They want to be able to control the temperatures, and they said drilling will do that. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means that the lease sale that was set for September will now be held in December. They wanted to stop all drilling, all exploration in the Gulf. Appeals judge said, can't do that. Work has resumed at the Stillwater mine after a 24-year-old worker died in an underground machinery accident. Noah Dinger of Post Falls, Idaho, died on Monday, 1:30, operating a machine that bolts wire panels into the stone walls of an underground area to prevent falling rock. According to the mine, his dad was working in an area that actually was the one that found him. No one witnessed the accident. He got caught in the rotating shaft on the bolter. They confirmed his name after a family friend posted an online fundraiser for his wife and his two sons, so they felt that they should release the name. Work was stopped Monday. The shift workers will be instructed about risk of rotating mine equipment. He worked for a mine contractor. It was called Moran Mining out of Canada. That accident still be investigated by Mine Safe and Healthy Administration members. And as we're into our Flakesgiving week to help feed people, I see a story of an Arizona woman who decided a few years ago, 7 years ago, to share her Thanksgiving table with the stranger. And she's teaming up now with Airbnb to expand her generosity and the festivities. Her tradition began in 2016 with a mistaken text messages to then teen Jamal Hinton. She was trying to invite her grandson. She didn't realize he changed his phone number. So Hinton, who got the wrong text message sent to him, jokingly replied he'd like to come to dinner. And she said, well, you're welcome.
Good.
Come to dinner. They forged a relationship, and he then tweeted out screenshots of their exchange and meeting, and they continued with their celebration now every Thanksgiving. And he dubbed her as the Thanksgiving grandma on the internet. And so they're going to have an Airbnb, and they rented that and give people a chance to sign up to eat their holiday dinner at the Airbnb with the grandma and Hinton and the others who are selected. And
hey, once you invite me, whether you meant to or not.
That's right. And you know what he really likes?
Huh. The green bean casserole.
The green bean casserole, Mark. Oh, I'm sure that's it. That keeps bringing people back year after year after year.
In sports, a couple of good basketball games last night. Kansas outlasted Kentucky. And if you want to know what the man looks like, his name is Hunter Dickinson, with 27 points, 21 rebounds, and talking smack the whole game. And then Duke won their game last night. And Dick Vitale, you know, he's not done yet. He had vocal cord cancer, and he said the cancer's gone, but just going to take some more time for his voice to heal. But he is coming back, and he's going to be back on ESPN, which is great news.
Those were good games last night. I watched them. They were great games. Mm-hmm. For early games.
Right.
By the way, Dick Vitale, he just finished up a few weeks ago 35 chemo treatments.
Holy cow.
You know, and he's not a spring chicken either.
No.
And 35 chemo treatments, and but he is cancer-free.
Nice.
So now he's just got to get his voice back. Sunny today. Good day at the golf course for the seniors out there that Mark will probably see. 65 degrees out there today. You got that golf look on this morning.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow, 40, there's a 20% chance of showers, but Friday, when we put our meals together, assembly day now, about 59 and all sun. Going to be beautiful Friday. Same thing for Saturday, about 58, all sun. So should be a couple good days. Even if you're going to travel for Cat Grizz or something, you won't have any travel problems, so that'll be good. 34 out there right now, a little chilly, 642, that's a wrap. Mark and Paul here together, taking donations, wrapping things up. Thanks for helping out at 248-5665.